Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're listening to Arcan, the Christian Arcan Show on WEEI.
As we move into the 8 o'clock hour here, it's the Christian Arcan Show, WEEI. Nice to have you with us here. Live in our Brighton studios, powered by Verizon. We're Boston Sports Original. And if you missed any part of the show up until this point, you can always go back and listen to the Christian Arcan Show podcast on Apple, Spotify, wherever it is that you get your podcast. And, of course, we post clips of the show on our Twitter account, at the Arcan Show. Is that what it is? At the Arcan Show? I should know this. Should know it off the top of my head. At the Arcan Show. You can follow me on Twitter, at Christian Arcan. And, of course, you can follow Joe Braverman at Joe Braverman PBP. You want to go ahead and give him a follow on Twitter as well. Also, we're on Instagram. Instagram at the Christian Arcan Show on Instagram, which go ahead and follow that one as well. We post all our clips there. Not all our clips, but all the clips that we put out get posted on there as well, if that is how you like to consume your social media. We're not really on TikTok. I have a TikTok account. I was very reluctant to get one, but I eventually caved. And I gave I gave Communist China all of my info, let them steal my identity, and I made the decision that I was okay with that. What do they want with my identity anyway? Why would anyone want this identity?
They're gonna get it one way or another. They're gonna get all of our identities.
I mean, probably, yeah. So I did that, and I started posting some clips on it. Occasionally I'd post like a clip here and there. And I wanted to do it more often, but TikTok is they're very anal around the whole thing with, you know, copyrights and any music, bumper music that gets played, or like any clips with music in it that we have, like that gets flagged. Like it's a whole thing with TikTok. They're very about it. So I guess, I don't know. We'll try and expand a little bit. I do want to get more on TikTok. Maybe we should do like a TikTok page for the show and see what happens. I don't know. We'll try it out. But right now, that's how you find us. You find us on Twitter, you find us on Instagram, and it's easy to find the Arcan Show on Twitter at the Christian Arcan Show on Instagram. All right, I think we've covered all the bases there. It's 8 o'clock. Let's get to our 8 o'clock headlines.
These are the headlines.
All right, for the headlines tonight, there was some Red Sox stuff that I happened to see. Red Sox related info. Jim Bowden saying that the Red Sox are, along with the Mets, the leaders out of the clubhouse for the services of Pete Alonso, which I thought was nice. Nice to see that. Then there was Alex Speer, who I think him and McAdam, I mean, these are two of my favorite Red Sox writers, like, ever. You know, really, like, of all time, these are two of the guys I like about as much as I've liked anybody that's ever written about the team. And I'm a fan of a large swath of Red Sox writers. I am. And the last couple of days over the weekend, McAdam had the tidbit there about sources close to the organization or sources familiar with their thinking are saying that they're going to be operating at a loss if they go much over $244 million. And that, I think, got a lot of people's antennas up. Then there was this from Alex Speer, which I thought was interesting. It was an entire piece about Sonny Gray and asking the question, can Sonny Gray be the number two starter that the Red Sox want in their rotation? And as I was reading through this, I got kind of what I felt to be a bit of a mixed message from Alex here. And it's not a deliberate mixed message, but it's just the way my brain interpreted it. So this is, you know, this is how I read it. There's a part very early on here in this piece. They say, is Sonny Gray a number two starter? The question inspires strong responses. A two-part survey of a handful of MLB evaluators seeking a definition of a number two starter and whether Gray met it offered the following. Evaluator one, something like a 3 or 4 war over a full season, a guy would be excited to give two starts to in a playoff round. Evaluator two suggested a pool of number one starters could be broken down loosely by 4 war pitchers, 13 in 2025. 3-3.9, 19 in 2025, number two starters for number two starters, and 2.0 to 2.9 for number three starters. All four respondents suggested that Gray, after many years as a number two, now fell short of that standard for the designation and instead viewed him as a very good number three. Then Speer goes on to do a comparison between two pitchers in a graphic. As innings pitched, K rate, walk rate, home runs through nine, ground ball rate, barrel rate, war, warp from Baseball Prospectus, which is like war but different. I don't know. And they're very similar numbers. Very, very similar numbers. And then the big reveal at the end is pitcher one is Sonny Gray, pitcher two is Joe Ryan. And I was waiting for that. I was waiting for that. I was not sure who it was going to be, but I was waiting for the first scribe to come out and say, you know, Joe Ryan would be great.
Yay!
But in many ways, you know, Sonny Gray kind of already is Joe Ryan, except for the age and the affordability and sort of all of that. But if you look at the numbers and you really splice them down there, and Joe Ryan is 29, about to be 30, I think, right? Or is he 30? Meanwhile, Sonny Gray is 36. So that's a huge difference. And there's also 2 more years on Ryan's contract. Where he will be cheap. 29. He's 29. Okay, I think he'll be 30 when the season starts or something like that. Or it's just year 30 season. I don't know. Either way, he will have 2 more years of cost control. And last time the Red Sox traded for a guy like that, they traded for Garrett Crochet. He was a guy like that. I mean, like a big hotshot guy in the trade block that everybody's coveting. That's what Joe Ryan is, much more so than Sonny Gray. And even though the numbers are similar, the ERA was certainly better for Ryan. And the age and the price are definitely things that make him more appealing. I would rather Joe Ryan than Sonny Gray, but I'd also like to have all of them. You know, like, I don't see why there should be any restrictions on what this team's willing to do, how far they're willing to go to land a guy like Joe Ryan in the offseason, etc. But I read something like this, and I think, okay, why is this out here? Why are these two guys being compared like this? Is it to say, you know, we already have a Joe Ryan at home. It's Sonny Gray. You know, one of the hoses at that, or was it something else? And that got me worried. That got me worried. Not because I think that Alex Speer is some mouthpiece for the organization or anything like that. It didn't worry me because of that. It just worried me because, okay, what is this trying to set us up for? Is he trying to nicely say, hey, don't get your hopes up on Joe Ryan or really any other starting pitching help because you got Sonny Gray, and let's be honest here, this is probably as good as it's going to get. Like, it could have been that, too. It may not be him parroting something from the front office. I don't think that Alex does that. I think Alex, you know, is very analytical and, you know, thoughtful about the stuff that he writes and the predictions that he makes. And that's why when I got to this last paragraph, I felt a little bit better. At the end of the piece, Alex Speer writes, part of Breslow's hesitance to proclaim Gray a number two starter was because the Sox might acquire another starter this offseason who would slot in front of him. Oh, might they? Might they, really? For now, aside from Garrett Crochet as the team's true number one, the rest of the starter designations are subject to change, potentially including Gray's. So, to sum it all up here, the reason why, and I sort of was onto this too when you heard that, because after they traded for Sonny Gray, a couple of different reporters asked Craig Breslow point blank, is this the number two starter? And he said, why get in the numbers? It's November. Like, what are we talking numbers here for? They could be number two. He could be a number three. We don't know what he's going to be. And people took that and thought, well, wait a minute. You said you had 3 through 10 and you didn't have a number two. And so now you got Sonny Gray and you don't want to call him the number two. What's that about? And I sort of heard it differently. I heard it as, yeah, we have 3 through 10 right now. We sort of know who that would be if the season started today. But if we trade for a Sonny Gray, for example, then maybe it's more we know, 4 through 10 or 5 through 10. I don't know. Sonny Gray, I mean, you look around the American League and what some of these other teams are doing, like the Blue Jays, who just had another big move here, signing that kid from Korea, Cody Ponce, who's been tearing it up in the Korean League. They already went out and got Dylan Cease. They made another move, too. What was the other move they made, Joe? Didn't the Blue Jays do something else? Maybe I'm tripping. Or no, it was a Blue Jay. Alec Manoah went somewhere. That's what it was. Ex-Blue Jay going somewhere. That guy's a real stooge, by the way. Manoah, I forgot he was still in the league. I thought he was done. guy's a doofus. But he's still out there pitching. Anyway, Toronto, I mean, you look at their rotation, and you look at what it is. You look at Gossman and Yesavage and Cease and, the rest of these guys they got a real, that is a legitimate rotation. Barrios, they know who their top five starters are. There's no question about it. The Red Sox know who their number one is. There's probably some question about who their number three is. I think between Gray and Bayo, you could make an argument for either one of them. But they don't know who two is. I'm not sure they really know who four is. And five, I mean, F knows about that. Like,
I don't know how much sense it makes in November to put a number on a guy, I think.
Yeah, so, that's kind of where I'm at. I don't know that Sonny Gray is the number two. I think that if he is the number two, that's not the end of the world. But I think that's probably a level below what people were hoping for. And if that's the case, then that's a shame. But there you go. That's some headlines there for the Red Sox. Let's get to our next headline. And that would be an NFL record, which was achieved on Thanksgiving. I'm talking about the Dallas Cowboys' 31-28 victory over Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs on Thanksgiving Day, a game that averaged 57.23 million viewers on CBS, making it the second most, the most watched regular season game in NFL history. Most watched regular season game in NFL history.
Oh, Jim!
The Packers, earlier in the day, they beat the Lions 31-24. That one averaged a paltry 47.7 million, making it the second most watched game in league history. It was the most watched regular season game since Fox began carrying the NFL in 1994. Cowboys Chiefs shattered by 36% the previous league record, which was 42.06 million for the Giants Cowboys in 2022. It was also a 47% increase over last year's late afternoon Thanksgiving game between the Giants and the Cowboys, which was 38.84 million. At the end of the game, the audience peaked at 61.36 million. Audience for Green Bay Detroit, 57.96 million. Dallas is a huge market, obviously. But Kansas City, Green Bay, and Detroit, not so much. This is the NFL, boy. I mean, that is incredible. David Burson, president and CEO of CBS Sports, said, "We're thrilled and honored this NFL showcase delivered the most watched regular season game in NFL history." Yep. Four of the five most watched regular season games in NFL history are late afternoon Thanksgiving games in Dallas. The Bengals' 32-14 win over the Ravens also set a mark for the most watched Thanksgiving night game. Joe Burrow's return to the Bengals lineup averaged 28.4 million on NBC. The previous record was 27.8 million when Chicago faced Green Bay, and Brett Favre's jersey was retired at halftime. You know what the most amazing thing about all this is? You know what's really like crazy to me about all this? Is we're reading these numbers, and they're mind-blowing, inconceivable type of numbers. And they're not good enough for the NFL. The NFL is, like, very happy about this. Obviously, CBS is very happy about this. The TV networks are all very happy with the viewership. But you know who's not happy about it? You know who's not satisfied? The NFL. They see these numbers and they think this is a drop in the bucket to what we could be doing. We could be on in London. We could be in South America. We could be in Asia. We could be in Russia. We could be in Africa. We could be in Australia. We could be in Japan. We could be all over the. We could be in the North Pole, the South Pole, wherever. Papua New Guinea, Sri Lanka. We could be all over the place. We could be everywhere in every country all over the world. That's what the NFL is thinking. So you and me and everybody else and, you know, American TV, we look at this and we say, this is incredible. What the NFL is doing here is incredible. And to them, it's just not enough. It's just not enough. Man.
Let's go, guys.
I don't know how you can look at those numbers and think that, but that's where they are. That's where they're at. That's the way they're operating. That's what it's all about. Next headline. The Celtics I'm going to get to here in just a minute. But there is a piece of NBA news that we have got to get to right now, and that is Giannis Antetokounmpo. It's finally happening, it seems like, with Giannis. Giannis Antetokounmpo and his agent are having conversations with the Bucks about Giannis's future and discussing whether his best fit is staying or moving elsewhere.
Giannis!
A resolution of these talks is expected in the coming weeks, as I'm reading from Shams right now, which will shape whether Antetokounmpo is available ahead of the February 5th trade deadline.
Then Giannis Antetokounmpo
nailed it. Antetokounmpo came into the league having bought into the championship roster vision of general manager John Horst, or came into the season, excuse me, buying into the vision of John Horst and Doc Rivers. I went to school with a kid named John Horst. Different John Horst, I think. Before the season started, sources said Antetokounmpo would examine the Bucks' first 25 or so games and make a decision on his long-term future, depending on whether the team showed signs of competing in the Eastern Conference. Spoiler alert, they are not competing in the Eastern Conference. The Milwaukee Bucks right now are probably one of the biggest jokes in the league, honestly. The Pacers, you look at the Pacers, they should be better than they are, but at least you can say their best players hurt. At least you can say they don't have Halliburton. They should be better, though, with Nembhard and Siakam and Benedict, what's his name, Mathurin and those guys. Like,
Mathurin, yeah.
Mathurin, thank you. Guys with weird names. Weird H's in their names. Nembhard, Mathurin, like, get those H's out of here, all right? Why do you have weird H's in your name? But, yeah, they suck. The Pacers are 4-17. You know what the Bucks are? 9-13.
It's not a failure. It's steps to success.
No, it's not, Giannis. No, it's not, my dear, sweet, simple Giannis. It is not steps towards success. You are... This team is crashing and burning. Doc Rivers, Giannis. Giannis is playing. I mean, it's not like he's out. You got Damian Lillard out. Sure, fine. That's a problem. Okay.
Yeah, he's out. He's in Portland right now rehabbing.
Right. I mean, he's not even around that team. And he's done for the year. He ruptured his Achilles just like Halliburton, just like Jason Tatum. All the guys with number zero all tore their Achilles in the playoffs last year. It was really weird. But they all did. And that's the problem, obviously, for the Bucks. But Giannis is playing, and Giannis is averaging like 30-10-7 or whatever it is. And, you know, you look at that, and you look at this team that cannot win again. I mean, they can win games. It's not like they're totally hopeless. But they're on the outside of the play-in tournament right now looking in. They're the 11th seed, the Milwaukee Bucks. So I think Giannis is gone. I think he's gone-ish, Antetokounmpo. And that is interesting. And you know what? This Eastern, assuming he stays in the East, which, God, I hope he does. Come on, Western Conference, you can't have everyone, all right? You can't have everybody. You can't have Luka, and you can't have Gilgeous Alexander and LeBron and Wemby and Jokic. You just can't have everybody, all right?
Giannis is a child.
Leave us something, will you? You're stuck here with Cade Cunningham and Brendan Ingram and, like, who is on the Miami Heat? Norman Powell is like a superstar this year. Like, it's very strange. The NBA is kind of weird this year. The Eastern Conference certainly is very weird this year. And we'll follow up on this when we get into our Celtics talk at 9 o'clock.
Antetokounmpo.
But yeah, it's pretty interesting. I don't think the Celtics have the firepower. They're not going after Giannis. They're not adding another big contract like that unless they end up trading Jaylen Brown. They're not going to do that. Now with the way he's been playing lately. But it is interesting. We'll add some intrigue to the season when we get to the trade deadline in February. And there you go. There's your headlines here at 8 o'clock. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We got phone lines open for you. You want to jump in on any of this stuff, the Celtics, the Red Sox, the Patriots, Belichick and Kraft in the Hall of Fame, all of that on the table here. Here's Joe. We'll get you caught up on what's trending. And when we come back, we got your New England Nightly News.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
617-779-7937 is your phone number here. It's the Christian Arcan Show. WEEI live in our Brighton studios, powered by Verizon. We'll get to your phone calls here in just a moment. We got the nightly news coming up. Got a couple of stories for you here about things pertaining to all things New England. But first, let's go to the phones and talk to our good friend Johnny, who's not New England. He's down in Brooklyn in BK, and he has a thought on Drake May. Go ahead, Johnny.
Arcan, thanks for taking the call, buddy. Yeah, Drake May looks like a generational talent, and to think that we have him and Anthony on the Sox, and then Tatum and Brown, it's good times here. I do want to ask you, I want to say briefly on the Celtics, you were just talking about them, that, you know, they're 12-9, they're playing better than I expected, but I don't really believe in them still. I think they're going to hover around 500 once teams, you know, start to play a little tougher. It's a long NBA season. That's what I want to say about them. And then if I could just say on the Patriots, I just wonder, you know, with them playing as well as they are, him looking as good as he does, do you think that the Giants or any of these other teams are going to look at Josh McDaniels as a, you know, head coaching position? What do you think about that? Thanks, man.
Yeah, Johnny, I do. Honestly, I do. NFL owners are like goldfish. They have very short memories. And they can see a guy go and crash and burn more than once.
And sometimes it's all about having the mind of a goldfish.
Sometimes not even crashing and burning. Sometimes it's just spurning a team that you already made a commitment to, and then at the last minute being like, "Yeah, just kidding, just kidding." Remember that story? Remember that with Josh when he was going to go to the Colts, and then he had his bags all packed. He was ready to go, and then Kraft called him in for a meeting, and Bill was at the meeting, and they said something to him that made him decide, nope, you know what, I'm going to stay. I'm going to say no to the Colts and Andrew Luck. And that was probably, you know what, that was probably the best job he was ever going to get. Like, you know, like that Colts team, they were pretty good. And that was a legitimate stud quarterback that he could have been working with. And like, I think it was T.Y. Hilton was on the team. You know, they had players on that team. They were pretty good. I don't know if you want to win a championship or anything, but it may have rehabilitated his image as a failure of a head coach. If he had gone to the Colts at that time, and I know he would have missed out on a championship, but like, if he had gone there, I think that he would have probably had a decent little run with the Colts. I don't know, they wouldn't have beat the Patriots, or I don't know what they would have done, but, you know, Luck ended up retiring before he turned 30, so maybe I'm projecting a little bit here, but I think that if he had gone and coached the Colts, there's a chance he would have gone and done the same Bill Belichick impression that all these underlings of Bill tried to do when they went out off on their own, and I think it was Pablo Torre who said it was all just very bad Bill Belichick karaoke, and he's right about that. That was a good way of putting it. But I also think that if you have a good enough team, Patricia went to the Lions. You know, Judge went to the Giants. Like, they all went to these bad teams. Like, I don't know. Colts weren't a bad team. And they still had a pretty good quarterback. Better than, you know, Cutler. Or who was Jimmy Garoppolo, whoever he was working with out there in Vegas. Aiden O'Connell, I mean, it was pretty bad. And some of that was his doing, too. But you know what I mean? Like, I think that may have been different. But what was crazy about that whole story was that Kraft and Bill have a meeting with him. They tell him whatever they tell him. And then the reporting came out afterwards that Josh was going to get groomed to be the replacement for Bill, and that Bill was going to open up his whole world to Josh McDaniels, which I thought was very weird. The phrasing of that I thought was very weird. He's going to open his world? What is he, Aladdin? You're going to show you the world? Okay, that's cool. And then it never happened. Then he effed off to some other team and went to a much worse situation, I think, than it would have been if he had gone to the Colts. But he never ended up being a part of Belichick's world or whatever that was going to be. And after 1 year with Mac Jones, everybody was all horny for Josh McDaniels again, and he ends up getting another job. What he's doing with Drake May right now is 100 times more impressive than what he did with Mac Jones, I think. Even if you think that Drake May is way better than Mac Jones, which he is, but even if we all agree on that, taking Drake May and turning him into this, being a part of this ascension, what we're seeing from Drake May here this season, being the guy in charge of the offense that he's running, I mean, that's really, really impressive. And if what he was able to do with Mac Jones got people to forget about not only his flame out in Denver, but him spurning the Colts and leaving them at the altar, if what he did with Mac Jones was able to make teams forget about that, what he's doing with Drake May right now is going to make him forget about Vegas. I guarantee it. Mind of a goldfish. That's exactly why. Let's take another call here before we get to the nightly news. Kevin's in the truck. Go ahead, Kevin.
Yeah, hey, Christian. Big fan of yours.
Thanks,
I really
Kevin.
Love listening to your show. I'm with a very close friend of yours. I do have a question, but she wants to say hi first.
Okay.
Hey, Kevin, it's Ashley.
Christian.
Just saying hi. I mean, Christian. It's Ashley.
Ashley who?
Ashley Woods.
Oh, Ashley, hey, all right, how about that?
Hey.
Oh, very cool. What's up, Ashley? How's the family? How's everybody doing?
Everybody's great.
That's great to hear.
Yeah,
all right.
Well,
thanks, yeah. Ashley. It's nice to hear from you. Kevin, what's on your mind, buddy?
Yeah.
Well, you know, Ashley and I were talking because I listen to you all the time. She's like, oh, I know Christian really well. Anyways, we got into that.
How about
that? My question to you, though, is, you know, Drake May's arm strength, so I was listening earlier, and they were talking about he's got more arm talent than Tom Brady. And I don't see that. Like, to me, Tom Brady had amazing arm talent. It was fast. It was hard. It was always on point. It was 2 seconds out of the gates.
Mm-hmm.
And so when people say that Drake May has better arm talent than Tom Brady, what do you think that means, and do you agree with it?
Well, okay, Kevin, thanks for the call. And you two kids enjoy the rest of your night, by the way, Kevin and Ashley. Nice to hear from you guys. Here's what I think. When people say that, is that it's partially arm talent in the sense that at 23 years old, I'm not sure people looked at Tom Brady and his arm strength and ability at that point in his career and thought that he was what they think Drake May is right now. I think that, you know, arm talent wise, I think that includes throwing on the run, which wasn't always something that Tom Brady really tried that much. You know, it wasn't really something I'd say he excelled in just because he wasn't on the run that much. He was great in the pocket. And navigating, maneuvering around the pocket, I think that was really what sort of stood out with him. And maybe that's more of a feet thing than it is an arm thing. But if you look at their second years, you know, and that was Brady came in and obviously was very good right away. But I don't remember him putting up these kind of numbers this early. He wasn't doing what Drake May was doing this early on in the process, numbers-wise. I'm just talking about, you know, completion percentage and all that. And it's not to say I think Drake May is going to have a better career than Tom Brady or anything. Obviously not. But I do understand how that point has been made and why it keeps coming up like that. Do I think that he's better than Tom Brady ever was at any point in his career, arm talent wise? No. But at this point in their careers, I'd say, yeah, sure. I'd say, yeah, Drake May's doing stuff on the field that Tom Brady at age 23 was not doing. All right. That was nice. Let's get to our New England Nightly News.
New England Nightly News.
All right. For the Nightly News tonight, I have a public service that I like to do, especially for our older listeners, of which there are many, and we appreciate you all, you olds out there. There's another scam. The scammers are very busy around the holidays. We all know that. And there's a new scam out right now, and it's the jury duty scam. You guys know about the jury duty scam. This, if you look it up, if you punch in YouTube and look up jury duty scam, this is one that's been going on for like a year. And the way it works, essentially, is people call and convince their targets, often older people, that they miss jury duty. And because they miss jury duty, they have an outstanding warrant, and that if they don't pay a fine, they will be arrested. And people believe it. I mean, it's just, you know, sort of where we are. The scam came to light on Monday in Norfolk County. A woman came to the sheriff's office in Dedham, reporting that she had a summons for jury duty. She was informed the police and the sheriff's office would not make such a call demanding money. She told them she had already deposited money in a Bitcoin machine at two separate locations, $5,000 each time. $5,000 into a Bitcoin machine. I've seen these Bitcoin machines, these Bitcoin ATMs, and I don't understand what they are. I honestly don't. I don't know what they are. I don't know what you do. I don't know how you get anything from them. I don't know what's inside. Is there money in there? Is it money? Is it like an ATM with money? Like, what is it? Go ahead, Joe.
Well, do you know what Bitcoin is?
Not
least?
Really, no.
That's the first problem. If you don't know what Bitcoin is, you don't know what a Bitcoin ATM machine is.
Okay, so when I go...
I don't either, so...
Okay, so you don't either. So what are you getting all high and mighty about?
I'm not high and mighty. I'm just asking.
A little bit, kind of. But what I think, you know, like if a Bitcoin ATM, is there money in the ATM? Is it like a normal ATM? Or does it have Bitcoin inside of it? And if it has Bitcoin inside of it, what is that? You put in your card, you pull it out, and then what does it give you? Does it just give you like a picture of a guy flipping you off? Like, is that basically that's what it seems like it would be? I'm very unaware of crypto and Bitcoin and all that stuff. I don't get it. I think I just think it's a scam because I think everything's a scam. I know a lot of people have a lot of money invested in it, and I know that it's actually, you know, become like a thing. But I'm not touching it. I have no interest in it whatsoever. Not like I have a lot of money invested in anything, period. But I don't even like getting into the stock market. You think I'm going to start investing in an imaginary currency? Like, no, thank you.
This is from Investopedia, by the way. I just did a Google search, and this was the first thing coming up. Bitcoin ATMs are kiosks that connect to the Bitcoin network. Unlike traditional ATMs, Bitcoin ATMs do not dispense cash, but facilitate blockchain transactions. Users may be charged high fees ranging from 4% to 25% of the transaction amount.
So it's an ATM that doesn't even give you money? You go in there, and what do? You make a transaction that doesn't... What? I know I sound like the oldest, biggest idiot in the world right now. I know. But this is why I'll never get caught on one of these scams. They'll say, you owe $10,000 because you missed jury duty. Now go to the Bitcoin ATM and be like, stop it right there, officer. Officer Bitcoin? I don't think so. I don't think the government is telling me to go to a Bitcoin ATM, which what the hell even is that thing? You just described it. I still have zero sense of what that actually means. And that's what's going on. So anyway, this poor lady lost 10 grand in Dedham. Federal and state courts will never call and request this kind of information or payment over the phone. If they do communicate like this, it typically comes by mail. The sheriff, Patrick McDermott, said scammers are very successful when they catch you off guard. With the busy holiday season upon us, take the time to think clearly about unexpected calls like these. No one from the sheriff's office or local police will make calls like this. Just hang up on the person calling you. And what they do is they go over, after older people, like older people, and they just try and confuse them. There was a report on Channel 5 about this very recently. Go ahead.
Have you seen one of these machines, Bitcoin ATMs? People in Massachusetts are losing millions of dollars depositing cash into them. One of those people is Janice Peltz. She got an alarming call one day from someone claiming to be the fraud department at TD Bank.
Somehow I was persuaded to go to the bank and get money out of my line of credit.
Janice walked out of the bank with $18,000 cash in hand. Her next stop, a Bitcoin ATM.
Okay, you can stop it right there. I mean, that's just, that's sad that they're preying on people like this. If you're an old person and you're listening to me right now, here's my advice. Here's my advice to you. If you get a phone call from someone telling you that you owe thousands of dollars, try this, okay? Just try this. Say, hey, bleep your mother. You know, just tell whoever's on the call, just insult their mother and see how they react. Just try it. I know it's probably not natural to you. You know, you're a nice old lady or you're a nice old guy. It's not in your nature to tell a stranger, you know, bleep your mother. But, like, try it. Just try it. Just try it and see what happens. And, you know, if it's the real police, then you'll be hear about it. They can't add any. It's not against the law to tell someone that. It's not against the law to insult someone's mother. But if it's someone trying to scam you, they will probably react very negatively. And then you can get into an argument with them, and then they'll probably hang up in frustration. You know what I get a lot over these text message scams? The text message is like, hey, it's me. Oh, don't you remember me? Did you save my number? Oh, it's, oh, well, I'm sorry that I bothered you, but hey, let's be friends. And it's one of those. And I just say, I write the most horrible, horrible things you could possibly say to another human being. I write to those people because I know what they are. I know what they're doing. And that's it. I mean, if you don't know what they're doing, you get surprised by a phone call, you think you owe money, you think you're in trouble, that's fine. But if you're not sure, just insult them. Insult them as mean and nastily as you can possibly think of. Just do that. Because worst case scenario, you'll be insulting an actual guy on the FBI. And if you do, they got bigger fish to fry than you insulting them. But more realistically, you're insulting some scammer. And those people deserve to be, at the very least, insulted. So that's my advice to any old people that are listening to me right now. Just be mean. Be mean on the phone. Be extremely mean. If someone tells you you owe them money, tell them, bleep your mother. And just see what happens. And 9 times out of 10, they'll hang up and they'll be angry and they'll be like, ah, man, can't fool this old guy. Can't fool this old gal. And you'll be okay. There's one other piece of news. And this one's going to make me sound even older and lamer than the last one. But Stowe Mountain up in Vermont. Familiar with Stowe? I love Stowe. We went up to Stowe. Me and my cousins went up there when we were kids, and we had the best time up at Stowe. I love Stowe. One of my favorite places to ski around here. But Stowe and other mountains in Vermont right now are having a real problem, as the various Vermont mountain rescue teams are saying that social media and impulsive behavior have led to an unprecedented amount of lost skiers in the Vermont backcountry. It started innocently enough this summer. A viral social media post launched the cow mania. Hordes of tourists descended upon Stowe in search of the undeniably cute Highland cattle at the Von Trapp Family Lodge. Now, people are coming to check out the cows. Cross-country skiing. They're in knee-deep powder. And they're going down to the backcountry. The snowpack is unreliable, and people are getting stuck. Mount Mansfield Ski Patrol, currently plagued by unprecedented numbers of lost skiers in backcountry terrain accessible from the resort. Our team has been called in to help several times, and at least one of the skiing parties we rescued quoted TikTok as their inspiration. TikTok does need to be stopped. I do understand that there is good things about it. Like, for small businesses and things like that, it's a great way to get the word out. You know, for influencers and people like that, they go there, they make a TikTok about like a pizza place or something, and all of a sudden everybody's going to that pizza place, you know, Portnoy, stuff like that. I understand. I mean, I understand the appeal and I understand why it works like that. But also, TikTok leads people into places and scenarios and situations that they really shouldn't be in, and they just see it on TikTok and think, yeah, I can go and ski, cross-country ski in the Vermont backcountry, even though I've never done it before, and that should be totally fine. And next thing you know, they're buried in an avalanche and all these people have to come rescue them. So smarten up out there. All right, if you're TikToking and you want to go and ski, just ski on the normal trails. You don't have to go in the backcountry. And if you do, make sure you're with somebody that knows how to navigate it. That's all. And there's your PSAs for the New England Nightly News, helping the old people with the scammers and helping the TikTokers with the skiing. And I feel like I've done a real public service here tonight. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. When we come back, we haven't heard much from Robert Griffin III lately. But he had a college football take yesterday that I've been laughing at for probably 24 straight hours. We'll get to it next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price, so that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month. Required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks. Busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
BYU has earned its spot in the college football playoff for a number of reasons. One, they have an 11-1 record.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and they made it to their conference championship game with one loss. Any team in the Power Four that makes it to their conference championship game with one loss should be in the college football playoff, period, regardless of the result. Wins and losses have to matter. BYU should be in because they've won the games on their schedule in a Power Four conference. Stop the persecution of the Christians, man. Come on.
So that was RG3 with the take of the year. Really, up until that last sentence, I was kind of with him. BYU's had a good year. They have. BYU is absolutely a team that should be considered for the playoff. Sure. And I thought he made some good points. They beat the teams they needed to play. You know, the wins that they needed to get, they got them. The way it's setting up in the 12-team bracket, Ohio State, Indiana, Texas A&M, and Alabama will all have first-round byes. Your first-round matchups are as follows. The Oregon Ducks will take on Texas Tech. Winner plays Ohio State. Memphis takes on Georgia. Winner plays Alabama. Virginia and Ole Miss will play to take on Texas A&M. And Notre Dame and BYU going at it. You want to talk about the persecution of Christians? Notre Dame and BYU. It doesn't get much more religious than that, does it? And this was a month ago when they had all this. I don't think that there's really any religious prosecution going on here.
Stop the persecution of the Christians, man.
Are Mormons Christians? Do they consider themselves Christians? It's the Church of Latter-day Saints, right? It's Jesus Christ right in there, so I think it is. You know, I was thinking about this the other day. Like, America, they are Christian? Okay. Because, like, America, I'm about to get real deep with you here, folks. America is largely a Christian majority country, right? I'd say, like, the people who came over here, they're mostly Christians, Protestants. There's a lot of different types of religions when it first started out. But the only really American religion, or like the biggest American religion, is Mormonism. It was the first one that was like invented here, you know, like the America came up with Mormonism. It's sort of our thing, you know, like I feel like whenever you see like very patriotic people on social media, it's always about Jesus and it's always about, you know, Catholicism or Christianity or whatever. But if you really want to be patriotic, it's the Mormons, right? Like the Mormons are the USA. That's the USA religion. It really, if you think about it, we didn't come up with Catholicism. That happened over way a long time ago. We didn't come up with that. We came up with Mormonism. I'm not a Mormon. But if I was like super into the U.S., right? Isn't it the U.S.? Isn't that kind of like the religiously anyway? Sort of like the U.S.'s big pride and joy, Mormonism? It's definitely the most successful religion that America's ever come up with. I don't know where I'm going with this, but I was thinking about that, and I was thinking about what he had to say there. Yeah, I probably upset a lot of people with that, but it's true, though, isn't it? Isn't that true? It is the American religion. It's an American religion. There's other ones. Scientology, that's like an American religion. But Mormonism, they were in there first. They planted their flag.
I mean, there's a damn musical about them.
Sure is. Did you ever see that?
No, but I wanted to so bad.
It was very funny. It was very, very funny. I saw it in Boston at, I forget where I saw it. It's a while ago. But it was hilarious. And I don't know if you're watching this season of South Park, but those guys, man, they just keep writing stuff. They just keep coming out, you know? It's like getting paid $1 billion to make this season of South Park. It's wild. It really is. Anyway, RG3 thinks that the Christians are being persecuted. You know, it's like, not to make it a joke, but like there are parts of the world where that's definitely happening. Not so much in the NCAA here in America, I wouldn't say. But I also, if you hear him say it at the end, it sounds like he's kind of joking. But I don't know.
Stop the persecution of the Christians, man.
Right? Like that's, he's not being serious there, is he? Is he? It's hard to know. It's hard to know with RG3. RG3 says some wild stuff sometimes. He just gets way out of pocket sometimes. And so you're not really sure. Like, he's a guy who knows how to get a reaction. He knows how to get a response. I think he's navigated that part of the whole thing pretty well. But, you know, again, I thought that was pretty good analysis. Pretty good analysis about BYU and why they deserve to be part of the college football playoff. And by the way, yeah, the one I just read you, the 12-team bracket, that was from literally like a month ago. So apologies for that. I just clicked on the wrong thing. But, you know, that's we'll see. And Notre Dame, they may be in trouble here too.
Yeah, we'll find out after this weekend.
We will. We'll find out after this weekend about Notre Dame. But if both Notre Dame and BYU get it, then maybe RG3's onto something. Maybe the NCAA with noted Catholic enemy Charlie Baker, maybe the most Catholic guy in the world. He's out there. He's against Notre Dame and BYU. He's keeping the Lord out of the college football playoff this year, and that's just the way it's going to be. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. All right, enough of that. Let's move on to the 9 o'clock hour. I have some thoughts on the Celtics. I've been saving this for the show because I wanted to start with Belichick and Kraft and all that, but I have some thoughts on the Celtics, that game last night against the Knicks, and looking ahead here to what this season is and potentially could be for this Boston Celtics team as they climb the standings. We'll get to that with your phone calls at 617-779-7937 right after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.